You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, up next we are on International Desk, and today we are going to London. As you may have known, Westminster has faced one of the most turbulent weeks in history, with the latest being the House of Commons rejecting holding a general election in October, and further pushing British politics into chaos. After his announcement that Parliament will be prorogued for 4 days last Friday, Prime Minister Boris Johnson stood on the steps of 10 Downing Street on Tuesday, declaring that he didn't want an early general election and insisted Brexit on the 31st of October, with shouts of "Stop the coup" from protesters outside the gates.
And so I say, to show our friends in Brussels that we are united in our purpose, MPs should vote with the government against Corbyn's pointless delay. I want everybody to know there are no circumstances in which I will ask Brussels to delay. We're leaving on the 31st of October, no ifs or buts. We will not accept any attempt to go back on our promises or scrub that referendum. And armed and fortified with that conviction, I believe we will get a deal at that crucial summit in October, a deal that Parliament will certainly be able to scrutinise.
But in Westminster, anti-no-deal MPs were already making their move. Backbench rebels within Johnson's Conservative Party, including former Chancellor Philip Hammond, aligned themselves with the opposition Labour, Scottish National Parties and the Liberal Democrats to sabotage Johnson's plan for a no-deal Brexit.
He isn't winning friends in Europe. He's losing friends at home. His is a government with no mandate, no morals, and as of today, no majority.
A bill moved by Labour's Hilary Benn that was passed by Parliament on Wednesday London time blocked any attempt of a no-deal Brexit on the 18th of October for any deal. If nothing happened, the Prime Minister will need to ask for an extension beyond the 31st of October Brexit deadline if a deal has not been agreed with the EU. 21 Conservative backbenchers, including Hammond, veteran MP Ken Clark, were expelled from the party after they voted for Benn's bill. Facing rebels in his own party, two successive defeats and no majority in Parliament after one of his MPs defected to the opposition Liberal Democrats, Johnson had no choice but moved in the House of Commons to call for a general election.
Mr. Speaker, it is completely impossible for government to function if the House of Commons refuses to pass anything that the government proposes. And in my view, and the view of this government, there must now be an election on Tuesday the 15th of October, and I invite the Right Honourable Gentleman to respond, to decide which of us goes as Prime Minister to that crucial council on Thursday the 17th of October. I think it's very sad that MPs have voted like this, but if I am still Prime Minister, I do. I think it's a great dereliction of their democratic duty, Mr. Speaker. But if I'm still Prime Minister after Tuesday the 15th of October, then we will leave on the 31st of October with, I hope, a much better deal.
But Johnson's hope for a third general election in 5 years were also dashed, as the government did not get two-thirds support of the House to trigger one. Labour, despite calling for an election for the past 2 years, abstained from the vote, while other opposition parties, such as the Liberal Democrats, voted against it.
The offer of the election today is a bit like the offer of an apple to Snow White and the Wicked Queen, because what he's offering is not an apple or even an election, but the poison of a no deal. So, Mr. Speaker, I repeat what I said last night. Let this bill pass and gain royal assent, then we will back an election so we do not crash out with a no-deal exit from the European Union. And so, it's the anti-democratic instincts of this government that cause us concern. Despite the expressed will of the House to support the bill debated today, the Conservative peers, their colleagues in the Lords, have tabled 92 amendments for debate.
Yes, so Hillary Benn's bill that blocked a no-deal Brexit and could potentially extend the Brexit date to January next year has passed through the House of Commons and it is now discussed overnight at the House of Lords. And now the big question, is there going to be another general election? And the answer for that is possibly. Now, despite Labour didn't vote for a general election last night, leader Jeremy Corbyn have already said that Labour will push for an election after Hillary Benn's bill to block a no-deal Brexit is passed in the House of Lords and becomes law when it gets royal assent. But for the Conservatives and Prime Minister Boris Johnson, at least, I bet he wants this week to end right now. Since his political adversaries have got most of what they wanted and he has lost his working majority in Parliament, splintered his party, and if you care to go back to the history books, became the first Prime Minister in 125 years since the Earl of Rosebery to lose his first parliamentary vote, and he has already lost three straight ones. But for now, Westminster will have another sitting day today, on Thursday, before it will be prorogued or shut down for 5 weeks until the 14th of October. This is what is happening now, but yet that could all change on a very short notice.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.